Gallup, 5 million Central Americans want to move to U.S. By Neil Monroe on November 13, 2018. 5 million Central American residents want to migrate into the United States, according to a Gallup survey published right after the midterm elections. The caravans of economic migrants moving northwards to the U.S. border actually represent a relatively small fragment of a much larger group of people in their own region and around the world, who say they would like to move to the U.S. if they could, said Gallup. The 5 million number is 1 in 3 adults in Central America, the survey firm said. But average birth rate and family size in Central America are roughly twice as large as in the United States. So the migration of 5 million could lead to the birth of at least 5 million additional people after the migrants get jobs in the United States. The estimate was posted by Gallup as President Donald Trump's lawyers try to fend off lawsuits against his November plan to curb the growing use of asylum claims by economic migrants from Central America, including the migrants who are part of the caravans heading to the U.S. border. On Tuesday, the ACLU and other elite groups who favor cheap labor migration are asking a California judge to block Trump's asylum reform, anti-caravan plan. Trump's lawyers are expected to say his plan complies with Congress law by offering caravans of migrants full access to asylum courts if they apply at the border's ports of entry, while also offering a limited form of asylum, dubbed withholding from removal, to migrants who illegally sneak into the United States. If upheld, Trump's withholding of removal fix would be a huge blow to the cartel's labor trafficking business. It would be a blow because it would deny migrants the easy access to U.S. jobs which is needed to pay the cartel's smuggling costs and profits, Gallup reported. In Gallup's most recent global estimate, between 2015 and 2017, 15% of the world's adults, more than 750 million people, said they would like to move to another country permanently if they could. In Central America, this percentage is 1 in 3, 33%, or about 10 million adults. 3% of the world's adults, or nearly 160 million people, say they would like to move to the U.S. This includes 16% of adults from Honduras, Nicaragua, Guatemala, El Salvador, Panama, and Costa Rica, which translates into nearly 5 million people. For example, in Honduras, whose residents make up a large percentage of the migrant caravan, about half of adults, 47%, say they would like to move to another country permanently if they could, but about 9% are planning to move in the next year, and 2% are actively preparing to do so. Migration is encouraged and welcomed by many Democratic legislators who rationally expect the government-dependent migrants to back their political party once the migrants are naturalized. Many business-first Republicans support migration because it provides Wall Street investors and companies with a growing number of workers and consumers. Poor migrants and children are good for companies and investors because taxpayers are forced to spend more money on aid and welfare payments. That extra welfare spending becomes an indirect taxpayer subsidy for the many grocery stores, used car dealers, teachers, landlords, and other people who help or trade with migrants and their children. Wealthy and influential Americans gain cheap labor from low-wage migration. They also gain stock market wealth, political influence amid the chaotic diversity, plus satisfaction from aiding distant foreigners instead of local Americans. The tacit alliance of progressives and investors, Democrats and Republicans, has largely blocked President Donald Trump's effort to help ordinary Americans by curbing migration into U.S. workplaces and neighborhoods. Washington's economic policy of using migration to boost economic growth shifts wealth from young people towards older people by flooding the market with cheap white-collar and blue-collar foreign labor. That flood of outside labor spikes profits and Wall Street values by cutting salaries for manual and skilled labor offered by blue-collar and white-collar employees. The policy also drives up real estate prices, widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, hurts kids' schools and college education, pushes Americans away from high-tech careers, and sidelines at least 5 million marginalized Americans and their families, including many who are now struggling with opioid addictions. Immigration also pulls investment and wealth away from heartland states because coastal investors can more easily hire and supervise the large immigrant populations living in the coastal states. Editor's note: The headline of this article has been updated to reflect that Gallup's survey did not ask respondents whether they plan to migrate illegally or in a migrant caravan. A section speculating on the accuracy of the survey has been removed.